Hello again and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for May 2018. May marks the start of the noctilucent cloud season, which runs from the middle of the month to the start of August. Noctilucent clouds are, as their Latin name suggests, night shining. They are quite rare and can put on quite a spectacular display. These clouds are very high up in the atmosphere in an area called the mesosphere, which is around 80 kilometres above the ground. This is a lot higher than where the more normal clouds form, in the troposphere, in the lower 5 to 10 kilometres of the atmosphere. They're caused by sunlight shining through ice crystals formed at these heights. And during the summer, the sun is only just below the horizon overnight, and is just at the right angle for the ice crystals to refract the sunlight so that it can be seen here on the ground. Look out for an eerie blue-white luminous cloud between 10 o'clock and midnight local time, low in the northwest. Now on to the moon. New moon is on the 15th of the month, with the full moon following 2 weeks later on the 29th. So the middle of the month is best for observing. And now the planets. Mercury is not well placed to view this month. Venus is visible all this month in the west-northwest, the very bright object just after sunset. Mars is visible at the end of the month around 3 a.m, and it is the red object fairly low down in the south-southeast in Sagittarius. Jupiter continues to shine brightly at the start of the month in Libra in the south. Look through binoculars on or small telescope to see the four Galilean moons. There are also a number of moon shadow events, where the shadow of one of these moons may be seen flitting across the Jovian surface. Finally, Saturn will be visible at the end of the month around 2 a.m, looking south in the constellation of Sagittarius. Look out for details on the rings and some of the brighter moons through binoculars or a telescope. There is one decent meteor shower to look out for this month, the Eta Aquarids. These peak in the early hours of the 6th of May. With the radiant or apparent position where the meteors stream from, low in the east at around 3 a.m. The zenithal hourly rate, or the maximum number of meteors you would expect to see under ideal conditions, if you're directly underneath the radiant, is about 55, but don't expect to see anywhere near this amount in the UK. And now onto constellation watching. We are now well into the summer sky. I mentioned the Cygnus family last month. This month I want to talk about a couple of lesser known constellations, the Cup and the Crow or Raven, otherwise known as Crater and Corvus. These might pose you a little challenge to find them. They are both quite low in the southwest in the middle of the month, around 11 p.m, just to the right of Virgo and the bright star Spica. Corvus is a nice little constellation that looks like a square of stars with one of the corners pulled away. Crater is harder to see, as there is only one star of a similar brightness to those of Corvus. However, if you look to the right of Corvus, you might see a semicircle of stars, and this is Crater, the Cup. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, a planisphere is an invaluable tool for finding out what is visible where and when, for any date and time of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshops. That's all for now, but listen out next month for June's highlights. Bye for now.